W. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Esa. This king. Why? Certainly. Lokapalana. Of all the demigods. Vibharti. Bears. Ekam. Alone. Tanu. In his body. Tanu. The bodies. Kale Kale. In due course of time. Yatha. According to. Bhagam. Proper share. Lokayo. Of planetary systems. Ubayo. Both. Itam. Welfare. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. This king alone, in his own body, will be able in due course of time to maintain all living entities and keep them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods to perform various departmental activities. Thus he will maintain the upper planetary system by including the populace to perform Vedic sacrifices. In due course of a time, he will also maintain this earthly planet by discharging proper rainfall. Kindly repeat after me. This king alone, in his own body, will be able in due course of time to maintain all living entities and keep them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods to perform various departmental activities. Thus he will maintain the upper planetary system by inducing the populace to perform Vedic sacrifices. In due course of time, he will also maintain this earthly planet by discharging proper rainfall. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The demigods in charge of the various departmental activities that maintain this world are but assistants to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When an incarnation of Godhead descends on this planet, demigods like the sun god, the moon god, or the king of heaven Indra all join him. Consequently, the incarnation of Godhead is able to act for the departmental demigods to keep the planetary systems in order. The protection of the earthly planet is dependent on proper rainfall, and as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, sacrifices are performed to please those demigods who are in charge of rainfall. Anad bhavanti bhutani prajnayad anasambhava yajnad bhavati parijanyo yajna karma samudbhava. All living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3, verse number 14. Thus the proper execution of yajna sacrifice is required. As indicated herein, King Prithu alone would induce all the citizens to engage in such sacrificial activities so that there would not be scarcity or distress. In Kali Yuga, however, in the so-called secular state, the executive branch of government is in charge of so-called kings and presidents who are all fools and rascals, ignorant of intricacies of nature's causes and ignorant of the principles of sacrifice. Such rascals simply make various plans which always fail and the people subsequently suffer disturbances. To counteract this situation, the Shastras advise, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama eva kevalam, kalo na seva na seva, na seva gatir anyatha. Thus, in order to counteract this unfortunate situation in government, the general populace is advised to chant the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurana Minitam Yenai Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyadi Deshitarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tuse Nama Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmahitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Upesh Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namastute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galvatru Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah This Srimad Bhagavatam class I would like to dedicate to my friend, devotee of this Radharasa Bihari temple, dedicated disciple of his Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who is no more there, exactly 12 days before he passed away, and you knew him very well, Yadav Haridas, who did a lot of service to this temple. Those of you who may not be knowing him, those of you who may not have known how much dedicated services he rendered to this temple, Radharasa Bihari, to Srila Prabhupada's office. So many things can be talked about him, because unfortunately the moods and temperaments sometimes are so not personal, and because as the moment keeps on expanding, you keep on inheriting the instructions and you get connected with from different gurus, different preachers and different senior Vaishnavas. So everybody becomes related to different people, and thus forget the main situation, how to keep ourselves focused into the office of Srila Prabhupada and how to understand the proper mood. Because in due course of a time it gets lost. And that is the agony. That is the agony of the time, and time will have its own, prahar on the situations and so many things. So Yadav Hari was almost about in 1978, 79, he used to be the college student in Mithibai, and then he used to come to this place and so on and so forth, and his life was very glorious. He passed away on 8th of this month at 4:10 in the morning, taking Tulsi and Ganga Jal and Jamna water. And this act doesn't come easily until it's backed with the devotional bank balance. Everybody may think, want to live like that, but it doesn't happen. And sometimes it doesn't happen even to the great, quote-unquote devotees, who may be darshandari. They may not be gunakaris in front of the Lord, right? But we see the simple endeavor of Krishna consciousness can bring us to the platform of absolute Krishna consciousness. So in his life, I had seen, I had guided him, I had trained him, so I feel little separation. So in this separated mood, after 12 days, I am able to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. I had not been speaking at Nirar Khargar, but this was the chance I want to take, because all the 12 days have finished. And today is his 12th day, tomorrow is feast for all the devotees in his honor at in the morning at 9 o'clock. So I thought that, okay, it's because I am not really elevated. I cannot say that I was not influenced by his departure. I cannot say that it didn't affect me. Yes, it did affect me. And those who claim like that they are not affected, I think they are cheating. Or they are not straightforward. This is my personal realizations. Coming back to the etiquettes of Vaishnavism, coming back to the Vaishnava etiquettes, sometimes they also get in due course of a time evaporated. But when I came to Krishna consciousness, I did learn these etiquettes from the senior devotees. I was only 22 when I joined this movement here. I had started my professional life, but it was clipped by Krishna and the mercy of the devotees. So 1978 till now, it's almost about 32 years. So this has been my little service to this temple. And in due course of a time, I see that people lose their etiquettes. Some of the etiquettes, some of the things which I observe today. Whenever we are trying to read Srimad Bhagavatam verses, try to look around. Is there somebody who is senior than me who can start reciting first Srimad Bhagavatam? You look around. See, he's a senior than me. There are sannyasis. There are, senior devotees. If they don't want to sing, then you can take a chance of singing the verse. This is very etiquette, because this knowledge is coming to us through parampara. Evam parampara praptam rajarasyu. Krishna is also saying in the Bhagavad Gita. So we also try to follow the Vaishnavas. The same thing happens in the morning here at the Darshanarti time. This is especially for those people who are trying to aspire to become the devotees in Krishna consciousness. Those who are not knowing, we cannot tell them unless they want to know something. So when you are standing in front of the Darshanarti at 7:15, see that you allow the senior-most member to go near the Lord. When you render service to such saintly persons, you will be able to gain Krishna consciousness. So this etiquette also have to be there. Second thing is, third one, we are losing etiquettes. Whenever you try to see the senior devotee, try to offer dandavat pranams to them. But nowadays, what is the dandavat pranam? Hari Bol Prabhuji. Hari Bol Prabhuji. Then somebody will come and say, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. I didn't learn that. And I wouldn't like to teach that to you. Because nobody wants to speak here. Let me become bad for you all today. I don't mind. I don't care. I just want to tell you what is etiquette. And if you don't follow this etiquette, we will not become completely Krishna consciousness. So whenever you see senior devotees, try to do prostrated dandavat pranams. What will happen with this? You will be benefited. Your body will become purified. You will inherit the knowledge of Krishna consciousness easily. You will benefit and you will become humble. Material life is completely ignorance. Material life is completely arrogance. And material life is completely nonsense. It is not helping people to become Krishna consciousness. Until the individual is trained by the father and the mother, guru, shastra, otherwise it's everywhere in a sense. Everybody is pursuing their material goals. Even if they are aging, even if they are coming close to death, even if they are seeing their dear ones and near ones are evaporating from this material world, yet this consciousness will not come to them because they have not tasted Krishna consciousness. Until this nectar of Krishna consciousness is tasted, we cannot understand about our existence, we cannot understand the environment, we cannot understand the nature, we cannot understand the nature of a pure devotee. And we cannot understand how to surrender to him. In my 30 years of spiritual experience, I saw unlimited people coming to this temple. Lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of people coming to the temple. Out of there, many hundreds had associated with Prabhupada. And many hundreds had taken prasadam from the hands of Prabhupada also. But they could not come to Krishna consciousness. They could not taste the Krishna consciousness. They could not take the shelter of Prabhupada. And when this whole movement is all over the globe, when this whole movement is engulfing the whole globe, the same people are realizing now that, oh, why didn't I understand who Prabhupada was? I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling you the true thing. Many people, and now they're quite old, but those who took up this opportunity of associating with Prabhupada, associating with devotees, associating with Bhagavatam, which was recited 30 years before here, they are benefited in Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very cautious all the time. If you are endeavoring to become Krishna conscious, pursue it consistently. Pursue it with proper intelligence. Pursue it with determination. Because the ultimate goal of spiritual life, this process of devotional life, is to attain Krishna consciousness, attain Krishna and mercy of Guru. All of you who are coming here regularly on Sundays, Saturdays, on all other festival days, try to openly inherit the treasure of Krishna consciousness without prejudice, without finding faults in the devotees, without finding the faults in the management, without even endeavoring to act in Krishna consciousness and trying to find faults with devotees who have given their life for this movement. If you are not going to come with this mood to understand Krishna consciousness, that means you have some alter motives. Because devotees are very, very precious. Those who have given time, energy, life to Prabhupada's movement, they are not ordinary souls. They are high class souls. Very high class souls. So today we are hearing wonderful pastimes of King Prithu. 3-4 days continuously we are hearing this chapter, how everybody is glorifying King Prithu because he was incarnation of Krishna himself. And he was churned out of the, you know, the out of the body of Vena. The characteristic of this king was very, very exalted. His symptoms, everything was very, very exalted. And Prabhupada says, such kings are not available in this age of Kali Yuga. Because under the democratic rule, we all know, Prabhupada used to tell them, they are all demons crazy. Because they are not wanting to propagate Krishna consciousness for the welfare of the human beings. That's why you will see chaotic condition around us. Because the present day heads of the state, heads of so-called, governments, they have no idea how to please Krishna. Some of them maybe, but they cannot do it openly. Some good devotees take up the responsibility in the government jobs. You won't believe, they are so fearful, they will not talk about Krishna consciousness or God consciousness while they are sitting on the table. What an agony. Huh? And we have seen sometimes they became frustrated and they had to leave the job. Some devotees, I see a lot of people, a lot of devotees like that from South India, some from North. They could not gel with the policies of the government since they had to sustain their life on the perks, what they are getting. They had to continue for some time, and after some time when they saw their family members able to take up the responsibilities of their family, they just vanished from this government and they started bhajan. But these are some intelligent people who can take this responsibility and act faster because they know the purpose of life. But sometimes we see the present day college heads, school heads, government heads, they're completely knuckleheads. They have no idea. They're all lakir ka fakir. Lakir ka fakir. Whatever they have been told, they want to do as it is. They would not want to go out of the frame, or they would not add anything in the frame. But some heads wanted to do that. 5 years back, there was a hue and cry. Some doctor was the minister 5 years back. He wanted to change something. But then there was a big politicization of the whole thing. So under this demon crazy situations, don't ever think that you can become Krishna conscious. But by the mercy of Krishna, we are always getting wonderful souls. So for this yuga, Srila Prabhupada came to save us. In this yuga, Prabhupada came to save us and he completely dissected everybody. Phony sadhus, phony ministers, phony educationists, and he churned everything and brought all disqualifications of the material world through the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam. And any sincere soul, any person, devotee, who wants to aspire to become Krishna consciousness, he has to read the purports of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other books. And that's how you will get a complete vivid description that how out of our own, you know, how we can purify our own consciousness. And how we can purify our life. So in the purport it is said that it's very, very important to do yajna. Prabhupada mentions that it is important to do yajna. In chapter number 17 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those who are devotees, three things should not be given up. What are these three things? Yes, yes, three, yes. Yajna, dana, and tapa. At any situations, you should not give up. And what is yajna for all the devotees? In this age of Kali Yuga, what is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying? Harinama, 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 Kevalam, Klav, Naseva, 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 Gatiranatha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this. Prabhupada is not speculating this process. He is giving you this process because he has churned whole Shastra and he is giving word to word complete meaning to you. Of every word, every syllable of the Shastra, he is churning and he is giving you malai. Malai kofta khila rahe aapko. Malai kofta khane ke baad agar aapko badazmi ho jaye to hum kya kare? Prabhupada kya kare? So three things had not to be given up. Yajna, dana, donations, and then austerity. And under the austerity so many things come. Austerity of eyes, austerity of speech, austerity of ear, austerity, so many things. But three primary things are very, very important. And especially Prabhupada ji is saying that who is this Yajna Purusha? Yajna Purusha is Krishna himself. And when our incarnation or Krishna comes on this planet, all the demigods come along with him to manage the universal affairs. But this aspect of Krishna consciousness has been brought to us by Prabhupada. He again and again he is emphasizing, you must serve Krishna only. You are not obligated to the demigods. You are not supposed to serve them. If you pour the water on the lotus, if you pour the water on the roots, automatically the tree gets satisfied, twigs get satisfied, and the leaves get satisfied. You are not obligated to go individually to demigod and please them. Who go to such demigods? Those who are all afflicted by material disease. Because they don't know, they have not taken the shelter of a great acharya. They don't know the substance of the Shastra. They are influenced by their material desires. And this whole material world is influenced by so-called demigod worship. We have got influence through our parentage. We have got influence through our so many other people seeing around. But we are very fortunate now. Because Krishna's pure representative is giving us the complete nectar. He doesn't say that, he is not saying that this is your rice, you try to clean it. He has already cleaned this rice. When you get the rice from the shop, you have to clean it, isn't it? And you have to see, rocks to nahi hai, kachra to nahi hai. But what Prabhupada has given you, it is already clean, everything. He said that go and cook it and eat it. You don't have to do the endeavor. But sometimes, if we are so inflicted with intoxication, what will do? We'll bring this purity and put it again on the ground. And what will happen? Again, the same thing will happen and we'll try to utilize it for our life. But intelligent person means whatever Krishna is, Krishna's pure devotee is telling, act upon it right now. Try to learn the Vairagya Vidya, otherwise this life is going to be a bubble. It is going to burst at any time. You are conscious at this time that you can serve with this body, mind, speech, manasa, karmana, vacha. Utilize it right now. Don't wait for the death to completely encage you. Don't wait for this time. Every day, every night is indicating you that death is coming to every person. You, me, sitting outside, any person, death is going to come and engulf you. But before that, you take to the process of Krishna consciousness. Before that, you try to serve the Yajna Purusha. Before that, understand that Krishna is the Bhokta of all the Yajnas. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvalokai Maheshwara. There's a wonderful, purport in Prabhupada's this verse. He explains it so nicely. I will try to read it, and if it goes into your brain, thank Prabhupada. If it doesn't go to your brain, read it from the Bhagavad Gita. If still it doesn't go to your brain, push yourself in the Nama Sankirtan. Very clearly, very clearly. What is it? Supreme Lord is known as Yajna Purusha, personal beneficiary of all sacrifices, is a master of demigods. Demigods manage material affairs. Vedas direct to satisfy these demigods. But when Krishna is worshipped, all the demigods get satisfied. You are not obligatory to individuals. These demigods represent Krishna. Vedas tell us that they represent Krishna, but that doesn't mean that we have to satisfy them. We have to satisfy Krishna. Devotees offer food to Krishna. This is intelligent. Devotees offer everything to Krishna. When Krishna becomes Bhokta, he gives us prasad. When we take prasadam, what happens? When we take prasadam, it nourishes our body spiritually. It nourishes our body spiritually. And it keeps the viral disease of past karmas away from us. See, it's very, very scientific. When you keep on taking only Krishna Prasadam, it keeps your pichle karmo ka jo santap hai, usko wahi rok deta hai. Jab hum Krishna Prasad ki lalasa paida karte hain. Aur keval ye anushtan karte hain ki mujhe is jeevan mein Krishna Prasad hi lena hai. कभी-कभी देखा जाता है कि हम कुछ साल तक कृष्ण भक्ति में रहते हैं, हुए भी हम अपने आप को कभी पिज्जा हट में और मैकडॉनल्ड हट में जाते हैं और बच्चों को भी ऐसे ही खाने पे प्रोत्साहन करते हैं, मगर बता दें कि एवरी मोर्सल इफ इट इज नॉट ऑफर्ड टू कृष्णा, एक भी ग्राही, एक भी नेवला अगर आपने कृष्ण प्रसाद के रहित खाएंगे तो आपके जीवन में पाप वृत्तियां सदैव आपके ऊपर प्रहार करेंगी और आप कभी भी अपने पाप वृत्तियों को परित्याग नहीं कर सकते हैं, जिससे कि आप सदैव अन्न को खाएंगे विदाउट सैक्रिफाइस, और उससे क्या होगा, प्रभुपाद जी वेरी एक्सप्रेसली सेज दैट यू आर गोइंग टू बिकम हॉग्स एंड डॉग्स इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ. Do you understand this statement? This is so hitting that only intelligent person can understand it. An other person will bypass it. He will say, kya bolte hai Swami ji? This is what the great Acharya is telling. This is what Krishna says. Contamination of material nature. Srila Prabhupada gives us the example. Example of epidemic disease. When epidemic is there, what happens? We keep on giving the antiseptic vaccine. And this vaccine stops this epidemic. Srila Prabhupada says, you are not knowing the importance of Krishna Prasadam. But the moment you will start taking Krishna Prasadam, this material infliction and infection will not influence you. Your natural consciousness will emerge, natural sarupa will emerge, and your constitutional position is that you are basically the servant of Krishna. Jivere sarup hoy nit Krishna das, that you are the servant of Krishna. If you don't understand it, how do you understand it? If you don't understand it, how do you understand it? So great Acharya is giving you, he's showing you the path. He said that don't take any food which is not offered to Krishna, otherwise you continue to inflict with the disease which has been inflicting your life, life after life. And if you want to seize it, honor Krishna Prasadam. Develop this taste of honoring Krishna Prasadam. Never make your tongue to become a completely uncontrolled thing. Sometimes we go to somebody's house, we don't know whether he's Krishna conscious, whether he's a pure devotee, whether he's a devotee, whether he's offering. We still get influenced by the personality and put our own personality in danger. Never put, this is especially for the devotees who are taken up the process, given young life to Prabhupada, young life to Krishna consciousness, never ever eat anybody's house if it is not Krishna Prasadam. If you are not knowing his consciousness, it's very clear, never eat at their house. Because you are very clear that this lifetime you have given to Prabhupada, save your life from all the problems. But sometimes we see the congregational devotees propagate this methodology. You take the Pizza Hut from McDonald's or this place and that place and offer it to Krishna and that becomes prasadam. Never develop this disease in your life. Because the person who has prepared it, his consciousness is very vicious. The person who is preparing it, he is preparing 10 pizzas. One is of a chicken, another is for mutton, and another is for vegetarian. And outside he goes, he smokes, he drinks, he's having illicit relationship, and he is cooking. And sometimes the congregation devotees say, oh, let us get this thing. You're aspiring to become Krishna devotee in this lifetime. You're trying to become devotee, you're trying to understand the subject matter. If you are not inculcating the principles of Krishna consciousness very strictly in your life, you can mar your devotional life. Because we are not sure when we are going to die. Any time we are going to die, we don't know. Every moment there is danger in life. So inculcate these principles of Krishna consciousness. It's very, very important. Prabhupada says, furthermore, similarly food offered to Krishna and then taken makes us sufficiently resistant to the material affection. And one who becomes accustomed to follow this process is called a devotee. One who becomes accustomed to follow these procedures, he is called devotee. If you are not following these principles, if you are not accepting these principles, don't ever think, quote-unquote, word devotee is applicable to your life. Second thing, very, very important thing, Prabhupada says, one who eats prasadam only can counteract past material affection, which are impediments to the process of self-realization. कभी-कभी हमारे जीवन में पाश्चात्य जीवन याद आता है. कृष्ण कॉन्शियस में आने के बाद भी हमें अपना जन्म याद आता है, कर्म याद आता है. मगर उसको अगर सब कुछ सीज करना है, तो नित्य अपने जीवन में प्रसाद ग्रहण करने का अनुष्ठान करें. इस जीवन का सबसे बड़ा महत्वपूर्ण अंग है कृष्ण भावना का, प्रसाद को ग्रहण करना. और यज्ञ पुरुष को सेटिस्फाई करना, टू सेटिस्फाई कृष्ण, वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. एंड दिस श्री प्रभुपाद सेज इन ऑर्डर टू काउंटरैक्ट दिस मिसफॉर्च्यून सिचुएशन इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड ओनली डिवोटीज आर हितेशी. आई रिमेंबर almost about 15 years back or 20 years back, there was a problem of water in Bombay. And practically a lot of people were running away from Bombay. And so many people were doing something. Some yajna happened, this happened, that happened. I remember we all Hare Krishna devotees also, we wanted to do Harinam Sankirtan because there was a problem. In papers there was every time the heading coming. So then devotees also felt that let us do something. So all the devotees, senior, junior, middle, everybody went. We went to the streets of Nariman Point and we had a nice Harinam Sankirtan. And you won't believe, while we were doing Harinam Sankirtan, we could see the black, you know, clouds emerging from this Arabian Sea, right? Arabian Sea. And everybody was surprised. What happened? I'm telling you truth, I'm not exaggerating. This all happened. If some of the devotees were there at the time, they will remember. We were in front of the Oberoi Hotel. And we were all chanting and dancing and doing Harinam Sankirtan. And you won't believe, all the photographers from all the media clicked. And they clicked the photograph of what? Devotee and the clouds. They click the photograph of the devotees and the cloud, and you'll be surprised. The next day, there's so much of rains, so much of rains, and so much of rains. So Srila Prabhupada says, because when we serve, when we this yuga dharma, we follow, we do the Harinam Sankirtan, everybody gets satisfied. And all the demigods will get satisfied. Indra got satisfied. I remember, you know, at the time, so many people did a big yajna also in Goregaon and some other place in Borivali. They did big yajna. When Muslims went outside to do the prayers. But I remember all the devotees went for doing Harinam Sankirtan and the Nariman Point streets. And the next day, the waterfall, you know, rains came and everybody was satisfied. So this Harinam Sankirtan is the real medicine of this age of Kali Yuga. Harinam, 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 Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatir Anitha. There's a wonderful, verse also in the Veda. I would like to speak about this. Ahar sudao sattva sudhai, sattva sudao druha smriti, smriti bambhe sarva granthinam vipramoksha. By performance of yajna, one's eatables become sanctified. And by eating sanctified food, one's very existence becomes purified by the purification of existence. Finer tissues in the body, in the memory, become more finer and finer. जब आप कृष्ण प्रसाद लेते हैं, तो आपके दिमाग के जितने भी finer tissues हैं, वो purify हो जाते हैं. और वो जब purify हो जाते हैं, तो आपको संतुलना मिलती है, संतुष्टता मिलती है. जब आपको संतुष्टता होती है, तो आपकी जो है memory intact रहती है. It gets purified, memory gets purified, and when the memory gets purified, then one can think of taking the shelter of Krishna. And when he wants to take up the process of Krishna consciousness, wants to take the shelter of Krishna, then what happens? Automatically, then this all combined efforts of Krishna consciousness lead him to complete, service to Krishna consciousness. Because जब तक बुद्धि का सहयोग हमारे जीवन में प्राप्त नहीं होगा, तब तक हम कृष्ण भक्ति संपूर्ण रूप से नहीं कर सकते हैं. इसलिए इस आज के इस सुंदर श्लोक में प्रभुपाद जी ने बड़े ही विस्तृत रूप से हमको समझाया है कि कैसे हमें यज्ञ पुरुष को सेटिस्फाई करना है. क्योंकि यज्ञ पुरुष जो है देवताओं के मालिक हैं. जब हम देवताओं के मालिक श्री कृष्ण को सेटिस्फाई करते हैं यज्ञ द्वारा, तप द्वारा, दान द्वारा, और सबसे बड़ा कलयुग में ऑस्टेरिटी क्या है, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. जब भी हम इस महामंत्र का अपने जीवन में सदुपयोग करेंगे, उसको योग इसको धारण करेंगे, अब अपने कंठ को सुशोभित बना के इसको अपना कंठहार बनाएंगे, तब हमारा जीवन जो है, एग्जिस्टेंस है, पवित्र हो सकता है. और जो जो हमारी देह बुद्धि और इंद्रियां पवित्र हो जाएंगे, हम संपूर्ण रूप से कृष्ण के आश्रित रह सकते हैं और आचार्यों के संबंध में आ सकते हैं, आचार्यों का शरणागत हो सकते हैं. I just want to tell you all important devotees who are trying to become Krishna conscious, who want, unless you don't become Krishna conscious and you don't link with parampara immediately. I am using immediately. You are losing bus. Srila Prabhupada has given wonderful disciples. And these disciples are connecting you with the parampara. And if you don't take initiation now, then you may have to take the initiation from the third generation gurus. Second generation gurus is what Srila Prabhupada has initiated. And the third generation will be Vartaman Acharyas who are initiating them. So at this moment, we are very fortunate to have some wonderful disciples of Srila Prabhupada on the planet. Do connect yourself to parampara immediately. Don't wait कि मैं देखूंगा उत्तम अधिकारी कब आएगा, तभी मेरे जीवन को साथ देगा, तभी जाके मैं दीक्षा लूंगा. उत्तम अधिकारी के भाव को समझ नहीं सकते, उत्तम अधिकारी के उनकी क्रिया को समझ नहीं सकते. अभी ये समझ सकते हैं कि जो प्रभुपाद जी ने अपने ग्रंथों में संपूर्ण बताया है उसको अप्लाई कीजिए. कहते तो बहुत है, करते बहुत कम है. There are so many people who keep on saying, but doers are judged. हम क्या बोलते हैं, हम दीक्षा लेंगे, देखेंगे, करेंगे, इसके बीच में क्या है, समय चला जाता है. फिर कोई मर जाता है फैमिली में, बोलते अब क्या करें, हमको दायित्व लेना पड़ेगा, हम कर नहीं सकते, कुछ नहीं करते. जो कुछ भी करना है तुरंत कीजिए, इमीडिएटली. लाइफ इज वेरी शॉर्ट, इट इज लाइक अ बबल, इट इज गोइंग टू क्रैक एनी टाइम. डोंट वेट cling to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, ask for their mercy and connect yourself. Don't become duplicit bhaktas. Don't become duplicit bhaktas. Become real bhakta. Develop vairagya. Now by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, there are so many temples in Bombay. कभी बोलते हैं अरे राधा रस बिहारी में हमारों को ध्यान नहीं देते कोई अच्छा चला फिर गिरधारी में चले जाएंगे गिरधारी के बाद में चले जाएंगे फिर जाएंगे गोपीनाथ जी में जाएंगे गोपीनाथ जी में फिर नहीं अब तो खारघर में मुल्क खुल गया वहां पर भी प्रसाद मिल जाएगा हाँ तो ये प्रवृत्तियां छोड़ दीजिए स्टॉप फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट इन द अथॉरिटीज स्टॉप फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट इन द डिवोटीज स्टॉप फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट इन द प्रोसेस Just get connected to Krishna. Don't say this guru is very nice, that guru is very nice. This is all nonsense. Just connect yourself to Krishna consciousness through the process, through the parampara. And that is going to be the ultimate benefitary factor for your life. And if that is decided by you, by your consciousness, pure consciousness, your life will be successful. You will be able to lead your life Krishna consciously. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I've taken a lot of time. I didn't want to, but I cannot help it. Any questions? Any comments? Any suggestions? Please shoot. Shishirada Rasa Bihari Ji Ki Nithai Gosundar Bhagwan Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Lord Premanande